This move south from the TPLF into Amhara region and into Afar region is certainly troubling. It clearly marks an escalation to the conflict there. The TPLF is not satisfied simply with defending the territory of Tigray, but is instead wanting to take the offensive into other parts of Ethiopia. And this will put more pressure on Ethiopia's federal systems. Remember that Ethiopia held its first national elections in parts of the country where there wasn't fighting. So it was an important, if partial, step toward democracy. And you know, this has been accompanied, of course, with some of the political reforms, civil liberties ushered in when Abiy first came into power. So the escalation of fighting in Tigray, I think, is going to put pressure on the rest of the federal system throughout Ethiopia. You know, the initial reaction has been a rallying around the federal government, and the other regions are supporting, you know, renewed efforts to try to push back in Tigray. And there have been a rise in volunteers to join the army. So I think in the short term, there has been some sort of a unifying effect. However, as this goes on and, you know, the pressure on the federal government grows, you know, we very likely could see greater fragmentation within the federal system and each of the regional governments going their own way and protecting their own interest.
But could the Tigrayan forces' moves encourage other ethnicities in Ethiopia to revolt for more autonomy?
Well, this was a concern initially when Tigray refused to recognize the delay in the elections and was basically asserting its autonomy back in 2020. However, you know, that didn't happen. You know, instead, there was an appreciation that other regions needed to support the federal system. However, the ethnic federal system that Ethiopia has currently is highly fragile. A lot of the roles and authorities are still to be worked out. Whenever you have an overlay of ethnicity and political authorities, it incentivizes an ethnic lens to, you know, all sorts of policies and actions. And so it's a very sensitive and fragile time, all the while that Ethiopia is trying to move towards a democratic system. So it's possible that what's going on in Tigray will ultimately lead to a fragmentation. In the short term, other regions of the country have not emulated Tigray, but have instead thrown in their lot with the federal government.
Tigrayan forces pushed also into Afar, the region to the east of Tigray, where they said they planned to target Amhara troops fighting alongside the federal military. Afar is home to the main highway and railway linking landlocked Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, with the seaport of Djibouti. What do you think of the Tigrayan forces' calculations based on their past experience fighting against Mengistu Haile Mariam?
It's really hard to say at this point what the motivations of Tigrayan leadership are. They've justified the attacks in Afar on the need to reopen supply routes into Tigray. And so it opens up the question about, you know, what other broader designs the TPLF may have. You know, all sides remember that the TPLF did march down from Tigray and take Addis and push out the brutal Mengistu regime. And this ultimately then led to the TPLF remaining in power as a minority government for the next 30 years. And in the process, you know, building up great resentment towards the Tigrayans from the rest of the Ethiopian population. So while the precedent of fighting Mengistu is out there, I think it's a very different situation this time around. I think the TPLF would face great pressure from the entire country that does not want to see a repeat of the Tigrayans, you know, with 7% of the population, you know, dominating Ethiopian politics and economy. So I think it'd be a very difficult position for the TPLF to sustain over time. They would face active resistance, where in the case of Mengistu, he was widely despised across the country and people were happy to see him go. So I think it's an unlikely possibility. But it's something that is on the table. And given the fragmentation of the federal forces, it's clear that the TPLF is currently, you know, the strongest military force in the country right now.